Hello, and welcome to another edition of The Cool Jazz Countdown. I'm Marcellus Shepard, the Bassman.
And this is Kyle LaRue, and we are back again with our survey of the top 10 jazz albums of the week based on local radio airplay, national jazz chart action, and listener feedback.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Ten Chair Media and TVM Productions. Kyle LaRue, talk to me, brother. What's going on, man?
Feeling pretty good, Bass, and I'm sure I've said this before. So at the risk of once again repeating myself, any week we get to lay ears on some new music, it's a good week. So this is going to be a good week as we welcome a new entry into the big dance that, in a way, has been almost 40 years in the making. We'll get into a new one from vocalist and poet Pierre L. Chambers. Plus, on top of that, we've got a handful of re-entries for extra measure and another shakeup in the top five. It's getting interesting, Bass.
Yes, it is. Re-entering the fold this week, the group Blue Moods are going to bring us some straight ahead. Lawson Rollins with his Infinite Chill. Super producer Michael Browning making his way back into it. And definitely some movement in the top five that very well could bring us a brand new number one. Who shall it be? Yeah, we'll get to it in just a bit. Let's go ahead and count this music down from 10 to 1 for the week ending April 12th of 2024. Well, we kick off the countdown this week with guitarist, producer, composer, and bandleader Adam Hawley, a musician that was handpicked by the late founder of Earth, Wind & Fire, Maurice White, to be on his Kalimba label. Well, since that time, Hawley has secured 14 number one Billboard hits, had the number one selling album in the country, and had the pleasure of having Song of the Year honors as well. Pretty dope. Well, he just released his sixth album as a leader 2 weeks ago. It's called Unstoppable. Now, the album features 10 brand new tracks that are even available via vinyl this go round. Hawley also just kicked off his tour this week. He has dates in Tallahassee, Greenville, Leesburg, and Panama City this month. You can check out his website for more info. Here is guitarist Adam Hawley with Unstoppable. It holds steady in the number 10 spot this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to going deeper on this album. It is called Unstoppable on MBF Entertainment. Adam Hawley holding steady at number 10 here on our survey. LaRue.
All righty, good brother. Well, we've got a debut this week from vocalist and poet Pierre L. Chambers. He's New York born, Detroit raised, and has called Los Angeles home for the better part of the last 25 years. Pierre grew up in a single parent household with a mama who did not play the radio. Well, not literally, speaking figuratively, you know, she just ain't take no mess. He describes his mom, Annie Chambers, as a strong mother who made sure her children did what they were supposed to do to get the best out of this life. He credits his mom for instilling in him his love of jazz. It was his mom, in fact, who told Pierre how important his dad, bass legend Paul Chambers, was as a musician. Pierre would go on to pursue a music career, but it would be some four decades until Chambers would actually record an album. That brings us to where we are now. That long-awaited recording debut has come to fruition. The basic concept of the album was for Chambers to sing the songs he loves to sing, songs he grew up listening to, timeless standards. And he gives all the credit to vocalist, music educator, and producer Kathy Segal Garcia for holding him to the promise of producing a CD with her. It's vocalist and poet Pierre L. Chambers right here with his recording debut, Shining Moments. It's on the Dash Hoffman recording label and debuts in the number 9 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. With blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things. Then I don't feel so whiskers on kittens, raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, schnitzel with noodles, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. I don't feel so bad.
And there you have it, the recording debut for vocalist, poet, Pierre L. Chambers, an album he dedicates to his mom and dad. It's called Shining Moments. You'll find it on the Dash Hoffman recording label, debuting in the number 9 spot on this week's survey. Bass?
Yes, well, family, we do encourage you to check us out via social media, another way to stay connected to the program. On our social media, we put up links to reviews, photos, videos, and you have a link on there for you to be able to get your hands on some Cool Jazz Countdown gear. That's right. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Let the folks out there know what your favorite program is. We're at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook. Well, in the 8th spot this week is one of many life's themes, Never Too Late. Keyboardist and Grammy Award-winning producer Michael Browning has long been seen in the album credits for plenty of artists out there, Cindy Bradley, Marian Meadows, Lynn Rountree, and plenty others. Well, he finally stepped out of the shadows and fully into the limelight, producing his own album. And of course, being the super producer that he is, Browning wrote, produced, mixed, and engineered all the songs on the album. He did get some musical assistance from pianist Nicholas Cole, who this go-round is grinding it out on the B3 organ, and Thanos Sanis on both electric and acoustic guitar. Well, he's on the Trippin' in Rhythm roster. It is Michael Browning with Never Too Late, re-entering in the number 8 position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
singing that there. Got some help from Althea Renee. Michael Browning there. Never Too Late. It's on the Trippin' and Rhythm recording label. Re-entering at number 8 this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
All right, thanks, Bass. Well, Swing and Soul is the album title for a project that serves as the second in a series of recordings by the band Blue Moods. One of the projects initiated by Positone Records producer Mark Free. The whole thing designed to attract new listeners to jazz. The band features musicians currently recording for Positone, including tenor and soprano saxophonist Diego Rivera, pianists Art Hirahara and John Davis, bassist Boris Kozlov, and drummer Vinny Speraza. Well, the focus of the project is the compositional work of legendary pianist, arranger, and one-time A&R scout for Blue Note Records, Duke Pearson. The band offers fresh interpretations of Pearson's hard bop and soul jazz originals from the 1950s and 60s. This band focuses in on the best elements of the songs, then lets loose with great solo work all around. It's Blue Moods right here with their latest effort for the Positone label called Swing and Soul. And it's in the number 7 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. And there you have it, the latest from Blue Moods. You'll find it on Positone Records. Project's called Swing and Soul, and it re-enters the survey in the number 7 spot on this week's countdown. Bass?
Yes, well, family, are you ready for a remix? Guitarist, producer, and composer Lawson Rollins has taken some of the top songs in his catalog and has offered them up to another producer, that of Persian-American Shahin Shahida. Now, Shahida is well known for being a Billboard rank remixer. By the way, this album is moving up the charts. I'd say he's worth every penny. Together, they tackle 10 classic world music tracks from Rollins' catalog and also add in a brand new song for good measure. You get chill, down-tempo, electronica, and fusion is what you get in the end with a fresh approach. Here is Lawson Rollins with Infinite Chill Volume 2 coming in at number 6 this week here on The Cool Jazz Countdown. Amazing how a song can be in one place and then take a whole different form through remixing that gives it a totally different feel. Re-entering our survey at number 6 this week, that is Lawson Rollins with Infinite Chill Volume 2. You'll find it on the Infinata recording label. Well, family, we do have five more to go. I mentioned before some serious movement going on in the top five that will bring us a brand new number one. Who is it that has dethroned Ulysses Owens Jr. in the Generation Y band? Well, you'll find out in just about 30 minutes. Stay close as the Cool Jazz Countdown returns after this.